So, Ollie, we're looking forward to Northwest Derby on Friday. Listen, it's going to be another very busy 7-day period for you with the games coming thick and fast. How are you shaping up now ahead of this Derby at Finn Park on Friday night, squad-wise?
We're down a few buddies as well. We haven't been down that many up to now. We're down certainly a number for Friday and possibly a number for Monday, and it's to try and get it right between the two. But, you know, there'll be opportunities for lads that have worked very hard and have waited their turn. So there'll be a few changes on Friday and a few changes on Monday, depending on how Friday goes for them.
Right, okay. You're going to give us an indication of all who's doubtful for the weekend?
We've a number of lads. Well, obviously we've a number of lads that are out long term. We had to take a couple of lads off the pitch in Tala that picked up. You know, one has a slight hamstring tear that we had to take him off. So the difficulty will be Friday might be too soon. Even Monday might be too soon. Long term, we have, you know, the likes of Stephen Folan, and that is out long term and won't be back for another while yet. But look, we're not the only ones. You know, I know Derry had a player taken off with concussion the last night, so we're not the only ones that will be down bodies, to put it that way.
Does it move your thinking towards maybe the transfer market coming a couple of weeks' time? Ollie, I know you said recently that yes, you'll keep an eye on it, but it's not something that you're immediately looking at. But if these injuries are starting to build up, you're going to have to lean towards that, are you?
Well, not really. I mean, I'd be quite happy in part. I'd be quite happy to go with the panel that we have if they all remain in place. And yeah, okay, the injury-free part of it. But, you know, bar one or two of them, we're hoping they're not long-term injuries and that they will, by the end of June when the window opens, we're hoping that these bodies will be back in fully fit. So no, it's not we're jumping out looking for players left, right and centre. As I said to you earlier on, with players that have trained very hard and have waited their turn, and we need to honour them and give them a chance to prove themselves also.
Yeah. Finn Harps, the last side to beat Derry City. Are Derry a different outfit since you last met them at the Brandywell, Ollie?
I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen them live since that. Of course, we watched them on the video. They were a damn good side when we played them in there, and it was the width of the post that we got over the line in there. We need to play well to make it tight and tough on tomorrow night. If we don't, they have too much, you know, about them and too much quality if we don't play well. Like, they've beaten the likes of Bowes away, Drogheda away, Sligo away, and, you know, Shamrock Rovers and the likes weren't fit to do that. So that just shows the quality of what they have. You know, they've a lot about them. Physically, they're very strong football-wise. Rory and indeed Raf have them playing, and they keep the ball very, very well. So we'll have our hands full playing well, but please God, we can play well and make it tough.
But the thing about it is, Ollie, you guys are going into this game with confidence. Listen, you've got an equalising goal. It was a point. You called it a good point last week against Shamrock Rovers. I think everybody else called it a fantastic point. So there'll be confidence there. And given the fact that you beat them as well last time out, Ollie, does Harps have a slight psychological edge going into this one?
I don't think it goes to that thing. I mean, the last game is really irrelevant. You know, it's whatever it is, 2 months ago. Even the Shamrock Rovers game is gone, and we moved on Friday night very quickly from it. Similarly, if we lose a game, we move on quickly from it and focus on the next one. I just hope it'll be tight and even, where at least that, you know, will be an indicator that we're at ourselves. You know, I think the Sligo game 2 weeks ago, our last home game, was hugely disappointing for us on the basis that we played quite well and still didn't get a result. On Friday, we need to try and get a result whatever way we can do it, playing well or not. But I think we do need to play at the best level that we can get to get something out of it.
How do you go about making this a tight game, Ollie? Because you referred to that in a couple of occasions there. How are you going to go about that?
Well, I mean, obviously the first half an hour, you got to see, you know, it's key that you don't concede in the first half an hour. Unfortunately, we did that in Tala, and still got back into it. I don't think it's been a huge problem for us conceding the first goal. It's to try and keep it tight and not concede a second, and that's game over, which is what we did in Tala, and we didn't open it up until the second half. But should we go behind against Derry, you know, and concede a second, that'll be game over, and they have huge quality with the likes of David Parkhouse and Akintunde and Will Patching, who's probably the best player in the league at the moment with the quality that he has.
Yeah, and derbies, of course, Ollie, you've been involved in quite a few of them now at this stage. They're always special occasions, so they are.
Yeah, it's just a pity that, you know, you can imagine the atmosphere and crowd that would be there tomorrow night. With Derry going well, us going whatever, half well, if you like, you know, the place would have been full. It would have been a brilliant atmosphere, and it's, that's probably the biggest disappointment about tomorrow night. It's great for us to be talking about Derry still and playing them and in the same division as them. It's just disappointing that we don't have the public, you know, with being able to come in tomorrow night. But please God, you know, we'll the next time we play Derry at home, hopefully that things have changed.
Yeah, and listen, Ollie, there's a wee bit more at stake maybe as well on Friday night, sixth place. So a bit of bragging rights of holding the spot that you're in at the moment, because you know that if Derry win, they can overtake you in that position. So whoever comes out of this game, is it seen as a big statement, is it?
I don't know. You know, I think I'm not trying to dismiss the question, but I think the only position that matters is where you are after 36 games, rushing. And, you know, if it means that we're in a position that avoids whatever after 36 games, we take that gladly. I don't think it matters where they are on at the end of the game on Friday night, but it does matter that we're trying to accumulate enough points to keep us safe. And obviously, we're hoping we can get something out of Friday night.
Okay, listen, Ollie, the best of luck in the derby. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care.